Okay, we're at the bottom of Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, finishing up the parak, and we're in the middle of our discussion of the Dinei Hashomrim. So the bottom line says the Gemara, Amalei Abai L'Rava. Abai presents Rava with the following question. Ashechei Roa, if the Roa finds this bandit, we discussed in the last few lines about a list of Mezuyin, someone who, an armed robber, comes to steal the animals. So let's say the Roa finds them on the street. V'Amalei, and he instigates with this guy. V'amalei, gan v'saria, you wicked, rotten thief. B'duch d'plana yasivin, he tells him, you know what, we are sitting in this place, and he's very specific about where he is and where he's keeping his animals. Kach v'kach gavri ikabadon, we have this amount of people, men, that are with us. Kach v'kach kalbi ikabadon, we have a lot of dogs with us. In other words, he's intimidating him. He's telling him, you want to come start up with us? This is what we have. Kach v'kach zukasa psikalon, these are the amount of kaloim. These are the slingmen which we have. They have the slingshots, like by David HaMelech, where he killed Goliath. Okay, so they have all these people all ready to attack you. If you come deterred, it had the opposite effect. The Ganav took up the challenge, and this actually instigated and incited him to go and do it. And he went, and he stole the stuff. He stole the animals. So by trying to deter him, the Ra, on the one hand, was trying to do a good thing. He was trying to scare him off. Sachani, what ended up happening was the exact opposite. So my what's it? This was a Abaye's question to Rava. Amalei, so Rava's answer to him, Hareho lichan lamokom gedudei. Listen, this fits the bill, but we just said that if you bring, we said in the mission, that if you bring the listim over to the place, you bring your animals over to a place of listim, so then you're going to be held responsible. Generally speaking, the listim come, it's not your fault. But if you brought him over, you're going to be chayiv, and that's exactly this case over here, even though maybe his intentions was to do the opposite. But lamaisa, as Rashi says, you now told the ganav exactly where to go. Shehiskir lo hamokom shavehem osham. You told him exactly where to go, so you helped him come and steal the animals. Okay, that's the end of that. And here we start the last mission of the parak. Okay, some famous yisodos coming up in this mission. It says the Mishnah, Masne shemerchinam liyos pater mishvua, vashol liyos pater milashalim, noisisachar vasoichal liyos pater mishvua umilashalim. So the Mishnah says, the shemerchinam can make whatever tanah he wants, so he can, before the arrangement is actually agreed upon, he can say, listen, I'm making a condition that even though I'm a shomer chinam and I normally take a shvua, I don't want to take any shvuas. I'm not obligated to any shvuas. If something happens, I'm not taking a shvua. In a similar vein, the shoyel, who's normally chayav to pay, could say, you know what, I don't want to pay. And the noisizach and the soicher can be potter from the din of shvua and milashalim, because they have a little bit of both. Right? Sometimes the shvua, sometimes the milashalim, they want to exempt themselves from both of those things, is okay. The Mishnah then continues, which sounds a little bit like a stira, which the Gemara will talk about, called a mas tamash kosev ba Torah tno batal. A very famous phrase, that anybody who makes a tnai to go against the Torah, the tnai is batal. Now, important to realize, when we say that the tnai is batal, Rashi points out, this is the sugya about in Kiddushin, the Gemara there says it, speaks it out lehedya, that when we say the tnai is batal, it doesn't mean that the whole deal is off. It means only the tnai is batal. So you made an arrangement, let's say we're talking about a case of get, right? So a man tells his wife, harei zagiteich, right, and almanas that, or the case of kiddushin, we'll talk about on the condition that I don't have to provide for you the things which I normally provide to a woman. So there, the din is that the tanai is off. So it means that the condition is not fulfilled, and he's not exempt from those things. But the marriage is still on. It's not that the whole thing is off. So fakert, when you mess up the tanai, the maisa is still kayum, and the tanai is batal. Mishnah continues, another kalal in Hilchos Tanoim, v'chol t'nai sheyesh ma'isa b'tchiloso t'no b'otel. Any t'nai where the ma'isa comes first, so then also we say that t'nai is b'otel. So what does that mean? That means, and this is Rashi brings down what's called the concept of Mishpatei HaTanoim, and Rashi gives a brief synopsis here of the sugyas over there, which the Gemara speak out based on the psukim in Bamidbar Lamed Beis, where we talked about the t'nai of Negad of Neiruvah when they made a deal to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu says you can stay over here in the Eivra Yardin, and you're going to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to fight for them. And the Lashon of the Pasuk over there is, Im Yavru Unasatim. If you go and fulfill the Tanai of coming and fighting with Klal Yisrael, then Unasatim then will give to you the Nachla that you want in Eivra Yardin. So in that case, which is the paradigm, this is now going to be the source of the concept of Tanai in the Torah. What happened over there? The Tanai was first. First you made the Tanai, if you do this, and then you said the Maisa. The Maisa is you'll get your Nachla. So therefore, the Dinim of Tanayim are patterned based on that. And any time you want to make a Tanai, in order for the Tanai to be Chal, it has to be that the Tanai is before the Maisa. So therefore the Mishnah says any Tanai which has a Maisa B'tchiloso, any Tanai which is preceded by the Maisa comes first, so then again the Tanai is Balta, like we said before, the Maisa is going to remain Kayim. And the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah is saying, and here the Tosafot points out, he's not sure why the Mishnah reverses the perspective. The first two we're talking about where the Tanai is not Chal. Here the Mishnah decides to tell you the case where the Tanai is Chal. It's the same idea. You could have just mentioned two sides of the coin. But here the Mishnah talks about the case where the Tanai is Chal, and we can infer where it's not Chal. The Mishnah says, in order for the Tanai to be Chal, it has to be that it's a Tanai which is possible to be fulfilled. If it's a Tanai which it's, there is a possibility, you could do it, as we'll see in the Gemara talk about cases which are too far-fetched, which can happen, but Tanai which could be fulfilled, then the Tanai will be Chal. If not, the inference is that the Tanai is not going to be Chal. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amai. So the Gemara goes back to the first case of the Mishnah. Why is it that these Shomim are allowed to make a Tanai? Shomim Kinim could say, I don't want to be Chayv in a Shvua, and Shomim Sachar v'kulei, all the different dinim. Why is that true? Masla Mashikasa v'tayru. That is exactly a case of being Masla Mashikasa v'tayru. You're going against the Torah. The Shomim Kinim is Chayv to take a Shvua. And you're saying, you don't want to be Chayv. So you're making a condition to abrogate the Torah. V'chol Masla Mashikasa v'tayru. Tanah Batal. Anytime you do that, the Tanai is off. So Gemara says, no, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is representing Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar b'davar shebemamon t'no kaim, also a very famous Shita. The Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is, when it comes to davar shebemamon, when it's regarding a matter of money, when it's a monetary issue, so then you have the right to make a Tanai. Generally speaking, you can't go against the Torah. When it comes to money things, so then you can make this Tanai. That's what's going on. We're talking about shomer. It's a shail of money. You're chayv to pay. You're the shuah for if you don't want to pay. All these cases, it's money, and therefore you can make the Tanai. So the Gemara says, the Tanai will bring a right from the Brisa to this concept. The Tanai Omer Lishavet Mekudesh Shesli Amanash Ein Lachalai Sher Klusvoi. No, if a man like we spoke before in the Mishnah, he gets married to a woman and he says Almanas. By the way, it's Lav Dafka, right? We saw it already in the Mishnah that you have to have the Tanai first. But very, even though that's true, that the Tanai needs to become first, very often the Gemara, all of the Kedushin and Gittin and Bechla, when the Gemara talks about it, it speaks about Harei Mekudeshesli, where the Maisa is coming first. So the Rishonim speak about why the Mishnah is not, the Gemara is not Meduik, the Brisa is not Meduik. But I'll call upon him, the Brisa here, even though it mentions the Maisa first, really the Tanai should have been first. But the bottom line is the Brisa is talking about a case where a person makes a Tanai in the Kiddushin. They say, I'm going to get married. I'm getting married to you on the condition that I don't have to provide for you the normal things that a man provides for his wife, which is food, clothing, and conjugal relations. I'm not going to do that. So the Mishnah says, the Brisa says, Hareza Mikudeshes, Utno Batal Rav Meir. So like we said before, according to Rav Meir, who espouses the opinion that Masha Makoshas Batayra is no good. So what's the ramifications? Like we said in the Mishnah, Tno Batal and Reza Mikudeshes. In other words, the Kiddushin, the Maisa works, the Tanai is off. That is Shitas Rav Meir. But Rav Yehuda Oimer, the end of the Brisa, Badavar Shabbam Tno Kaim, since here we're talking about a davar shebemamon, which is a kiddushin in terms of the, not the kiddushin itself, but those things which are come along with it, which is the money and the clothes. Those things are davar shebemamon, and therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanai is going to be kaim. So says the Gemara, that's pshat. How you wanted to know what's pshat in our Mishnah? How could the shomrim make a Tanai? The shomrim, our Mishnah is going l'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And just like Rabbi Yehuda says, by marriage you have the right to make that Tanai, you can make it also by the shomrim, it's a davar shebemamon. So the Gemara challenges that. Wait a second. You want to say it's Rabbi Yehuda? Umimotz mokpas like Rabbi Yehuda. Is it possible to explain that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda? He must say if it go to the end of the Mishnah. Kol ha'masla mashkos v'tayra. The very next line of the Mishnah is this klal itself. Kol ha'masla mashkos v'tayra. To know a bottle doesn't work. So who's that going like? Also the Rabbi Meir. That's obviously she deserves Meir because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you just said that you could make that tonight. So the Gemara says hello kasha. No, that's not shvir. Lo oylem Rabbi Yehuda. Really, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Aye, the Seifa says it doesn't work. The Seifa, but davar she'ein shel mamon. The Sefer, when it says his klal, is talking about things which are not a davar shebemamon. The beginning of the Mishnah is talking about a davar shebemamon, which we clearly, as we see, they're talking about the case of shomrim. The continuation, when it brings the klal, is talking about a davar she'ein shebemamon. So the Gemara says, Eima Sefer, wait, let's go now to the next case of the Mishnah. Kol t'nai sheish b'maisa b'tchilaso t'no botel. So the Mishnah continues and says that any Tanai which is preceded by the Maisa, so you don't fulfill the Mishvatei HaTanoim, the laws of Tanoim which require Tanai Kodem LeMaisa, what's the din? Tanai Obatel. So in fact, they were Man Shamaslei, the Islei HaSvara. Who's the one that says that you need to have a Tanai in the beginning and not after the Maisa? Rav Meir, that's Shitas Rav Meir. The Tanya Abachalati Ish Kfar Chananya, Abra Mishem Rav Meir. Tanai koydim lemaisa, harezda tanai, maisa koydim tanai, eno tanai. So this is all coming from Shitas Reb Meir. He is the Baal HaMeimrot that says that you need to have the Tanai first. And the assumption, obviously, from the Gemara here is that someone argues on Reb Meir. So if we know that the one that allowed, that requires a Tanai first, a Shitas Reb Meir, so it's mashma that our Mishnah is going daft from the Shitas Reb Meir. So what are you going to say? You can't say the Mishnah is Reb Yudah. Elakul Reb Meir. So really, the Gemara retracts on the whole that whole approach and says, really, the Mishnah is daft from Shitas Reb Meir. If it's Reb Meir, how could it be Masla Mashkos of a Torah? Says the Gemara, V'shani hacha de'mei kara lo shibeid navshei. Because l'chadchila, he was never mishabed navshei. That means the shomer, the posh way to say this, is that the shomer never became a shomer. In other words, the shomer, you don't have to become a shomer. Once you're a shomer, so then you're bound by the dinim of shomer. This guy says, listen, I don't want to be a shomer. I'll make some deal with you. I'll be whatever I want. Once I'm already a shomer, now I want to say, I don't want to do this, I want to do that. That doesn't work. But if you're never a shomer, that's okay. That's a posh way to say it. Rashi seems to say a little bit of a nusach acher. We're trying to talk about what exactly how Rashi's learning. But Rashi seems to be saying a little bit of a knetch. Rashi says that you're becoming half a shomer. Since the chiyuv shomer don't start until there's a kinyan, you need to do a meshicha, and you didn't do the meshicha yet. You made this tonight beforehand, so you never became a shomer. The shmir didn't start. So what did you become after the tonight? You became a half shomer, right? I didn't agree to be a first shomer. I'll be a half shomer. Mashenka by the kiddushin. So the Kiddush is a little shy how to read the end of Rashi here, but the Pashup Shat, I think in Rashi also, is that by Kiddushin you can't do that. You can't have half of a Kiddushin. You can't have half a Kiddushin. You can't say, I'm going to go into half. It doesn't work like that. Rashi seems to also add in that by the Kiddushin is Chal right away, as opposed to the Mashiach. But at any rate, the Yisoid HaDavar is that you didn't become a full Shabbat. You could have said without Rashi's Shat, maybe others don't like this in Rashi, like we said before, is that you're not a Shomer B'chlal. It's Masha from Rashi that you're a half Shomer. Says you become half a shomer. Another pshat could say, no, the guy's not a shomer. He says, listen, I'll make a deal with you. I'm not chayv to be a shomer. I'm making a deal. That's not a shomer. So therefore, I'm not bound by the laws of shomer. Okay, says the Gemara. Vayter. Tan master shomer sachal yosh kashayel. So the Rishon says the shomer sachal can make a tanai that he wants to be the kashayel. Here is the opposite of the case of Mishnah. Here he's being mechayv himself more. So the Gemara says, b'mai. How was that chal? How was that agreement chal? How do we know that it took effect? Bidvar, you're going to say that happens with words? Normally words can't make a kin. You need to have some type of kin, like we just mentioned. You have to sometimes meshicha. So how does that work? Amr Shmuel, b'shechar miyado. So Shmuel says, yeah, okay, they made a kin. They took a kin and sued there. They made a real kin. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu teme b'shelo kar miyado. So that's all Shmuel. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you don't have to make a kin. You don't have to do a maisa kin. It's enough to have these words. Why? Because b'hi hanah, the kanafik le'kala, the inish mehemnahu, with that hanah, that this now... newfound shoyl gets, right? He was a shomer sarcha, but now he's becoming a shoyl. With the no, he gets that this guy is relying on him, that he's willing to deposit his object by him, and he's going to get now the reputation of an inish mehemna as a reliable person. Gomer meshabed navshei. Through that hanah that he's getting, he's actually willing to be meshabed himself in the chiyuvim of a shoyl. So it's not the pshat that he didn't get anything. He really did take something. He took the hanah, and that's mechayev. For anybody, any tanai which could be miskayim in the end is a good tanai. If not, it's not a good tanai. Amar of Tav, Amar Rav, Zu Devar B'Yehuda Ben Tema. This last line of the Mishnah is Shitas B'Yehuda Ben Tema. Hava Chachavim Oymim Afal Pi She'iyev Shelo L'Kayim Ovesofo V'Yesnav Mitchlos Otno Kayim. Even if it's a tanai, which there's no chance for you to be miskayim the tanai, if you made a tanai l'chadchila, the tanai is binding, and if you're not miskayim the tanai, which obviously won't be, so the ma'aseh won't happen. The Tanya Reza Gitech Almanas Shetali L'Rakia. I'm giving you get Almanas. You go up to Shemayim. Almanas Shetir Dilatom. You go down to the depths, underneath the ground. Almanas Shetivli Kaneshel Me'am. Or Almanas that you on condition that you swallow a long reed that's 100 amos long. Almanas Shetavri Esayama Gadol. Or you're going to be able to Almanas that you go across the big sea Biraglich with your legs. Without a boat, right? Niskayim atanai raise a get. Lo niskayim atanai in a get. So the Chachamim, the Tanakam here says, okay, if the tanai was a skayim, which obviously it won't be, so then the get will be chal. If not, it won't. If not, the get is not chal. He says, no, in this case, the get is chal. It is chal. Why is the get chal? He made it tanai. Because it was something which is so ridiculous. So klal amr b'yudah b'mesay makol she'yev shalal l'kayimu b'soifoy. When you make a tanai that's impossible to be in a skyim, and you make the tanai l'chadchila, you're not really serious about it. You're being mafleg, you're just saying something crazy and far-fetched, which is not really serious, and you're just doing that to try to give the woman a hard time, but you don't really mean it, and therefore, the get is going to be chal. Amr of Nachman Amr Rav, says of Nachman Amr Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda bin Tema. So Rav Nachman says in the name of Rav, the halacha is tach like we would have been tema. And Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Masnisa Nami Daika. So it says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, our mission is also meduyik like this, that the halacha like we would have been tema. Says Rashi, this stam along could have been tema. Since our Mishnah is a stam Mishnah, so you see from our Mishnah we pass like we would have been tema, because the stam Mishnah we normally pass them like. How do you know that? He says it's meduyik in the Mishnah we go like we would have been tema. Why? Because the Mishnah says any time you could be mekayim et besofo and you made the tnai lechatchila, the tnai is good. What's the deal? Could be confirmed from the Mishnah. So you see that if you can't be mekayim the tnai, so then it's going to be batel. So shmamino. Now the obvious question over here is, like Tosfos says, two bomb kashas. Number one, the Gemara just made this statement a few lines ago in the name of Rav. Rav pulled it out of the Mishnah, so why do you need to pull it out of the Mishnah again? Number two, what's Shaykh Lashon of Daika? Daika means that we found the Diuk in the Mishnah. We could infer, if you read the Mishnah a certain way, you can infer from the Mishnah, the inference is like this. What do you mean infer? It's a Mefurish Mishnah. It's a Lahedi in the Mishnah. These are the Kashas of Tosfos. But at any rate, Baruch Hashem, we finished the Perek. Vein Hazmanim, Hajun Allah, HaSeicher, Sapoilim. Mr. Shem, we'll see everybody back in Yeshiva in a few days.